In the movie War Room, there's a scene where Miss Clara, an elderly lady wanting to sell her house, asked Elizabeth, the real estate agent, how much she loved the Lord. Elizabeth replied that she wasn't hot or cold, but somewhere in between. Miss Clara then gave her a cup of coffee that wasn't heated. Elizabeth asked, Miss Clara, do you drink your coffee at room temperature? Knowing full well. And she said, nope, mine's nice and hot. Who likes coffee or tea lukewarm? In the letter to Laodicea, Jesus addressed the temperature of our walks with him. He says, I know all the things you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were one or the other. But since you're like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Whew. Our spiritual temperature matters. Father, we come before you and we confess that our walk with Jesus has at times become moderately warm, lacking conviction or being half-hearted. We confess we bought into the lie that it's okay not to be in the to be in the middle, on the fence, not fully committed or submitted to what God wants. We confess at times we've sung songs at church as a lip service and not from our hearts in adoration for who you are and what you've done for us. We confess these lukewarm tendencies have kept us from serving you, Lord, wholeheartedly, looking more like the world than your disciples. We repent of not checking our spiritual temperature on a regular basis, skating by instead of being fully surrendered, not asking you to search our hearts and show us any areas that need purification, knowing that that testing and trials will build godly character in us. For not letting your word reveal our motives, our inner thoughts, and help us change. For letting the world dictate our actions rather than following and obeying your instructions. We thank you for your word, God, that says that we are in 2 Timothy, that we are not to have the appearance of godliness and then deny its power, that we are to avoid people that are like that. And at times we've been those people. So forgive us, Lord, for being like that and making it seem okay. In James 4, you said, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Forgive us, God, for trying to be friends with the world. In Matthew 7, not everyone who says to you, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Forgive us, God, for those places where we've not done your will. And in James 1, you say, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So we pray, Father, for an awakening in your people, that we will not be like the church of Laodicea, that we will be found doing your will and being and pleasing you and not walking the middle of the road. In Jesus' name.